You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
You leap across into this other room. We're seeing these faces of all these bas-reliefs, these statues, sort of looking at you, judging you. Shame, shame, failure. What does this look like to everybody? Zephyr.
It's like a mishmash of these memories with Talitha, Lucky, seeing friends just like die and like being there right in those final moments.
Brother Ramius.
His brother starts screaming up at him, begging him to come down, and he's just frozen in fear, and he can't climb down. He's too afraid.
You have to clear your mind.
It's not working. And she's just having more flashes.
You can do it. Just try again.
She's going to try to pry that eye.
Nice, Zephyr.
Two down out of question mark.
Come on, Buggles.
Bugs.
Yes. Pulls out with Asta's help. There.
And strongest thief.
Whatever was going on ended.
Well done. This way. Oh my, there's a lot of bones in there.
As you enter the room, some of the bones start to shake.
F-my-A.
It's good. They turn into these three skeletal champions. Here comes the lance.
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
Are you kidding?
Come on,
no.
Dude.
Sorry.
You gotta stop lying.
Max damage.
Oh my
stop.
God.
An 8 on a D8.
There's one left, Brother Ramius. What do you do?
Go all out, Brother
Ramius. He's gonna go all out and try to do pure vitality damage.
Reach out your hand.
Turn this white light, just sears it with life energy, the energy of life.
You still hear your brother calling your name, and
boom, you blast it.
Yeah. And the kingdom come.
The adventure continues. Now.
Cannon Podcast. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I feel like we need to discuss what just happened.
Oh, man. Come on.
So, as we mentioned, I believe it was last week, Demiplane, they've been a wonderful sponsor since the beginning of the show. They have moved on to new pastures, as have we. So, Demiplane is no longer a sponsor of this show for the moment. We wish them the best in all future
always
endeavors.
Always treasure our time together.
Yes. That's what they, when
we'll
WWE.
Always have episodes 1 through
30. Well, those will never go away.
Whenever WWE releases a wrestler, they always say, we wish them the best in all future endeavors. That's like their go-to line. So we obviously wish the Demiplane.
Exciting changes for Demiplane.
Yes, exciting changes. Yeah.
Where'd Sydney go? I don't know.
I don't know. I think we've ruined her brand so much. We haven't just like quit.
We haven't recorded here in a while. You know, last week we were off for 4th of July. There was no episode, and we haven't recorded since pre-Nashville, pre-Denver. I mean, it feels like forever.
There's been a long gap.
There's been a long gap. A lot of time you would have to think about this show at all. And where,
or, to use another word other than show, job. To think about this other job at all.
It is 10:53 in the morning. Most of us arrived around 10, 53 minutes ago.
9:30. I was here at 9:30.
Some of us 9:30. Before we start the show, we do all right, let's do a sound check. Let's do this. So we get some room tone and whatnot. Seconds before. Seconds.
It's not an exaggeration.
Oh. Post air conditioning being turned
off. Post AC being turned off.
We do this like for your listening
we're
experience.
We're all quiet, about to do our clapping, our slates.
Now that Demiplane is no longer a sponsor, we can use whatever character creation software we want. And so some people are still using Demiplane. Some people are using Hero Lab, which was our tried and true for the longest time.
People are using PF2 Easy. Path Builder, rather.
We've talked about moving everything to Foundry. And seconds before What happened, Sydney? Like, were you like, I'm just going to build this character real quick?
Right now.
Like, because what she says is like, Hero Lab doesn't have the mages.
I mean, seconds
before we're ready to go live.
No, she's like, something's wrong. She says very honestly.
Something's wrong.
I just want to stand up for myself, because what I said out loud was, something's wrong. Hero Lab won't let me choose the mages class. And everyone was like, you're being an idiot. And then they looked at it and they were like, we cannot deal with this right now. We just turned off the AC. We have to start the recording.
Mm-hmm.
In my defense, Your Honor.
You're leaving out the portion where Joe and I both built Omegas in Hero Lab in the 2 seconds.
You and you shut your
I already have a third level hosta since Troy opened the show.
Something is
I'm
wrong.
I'm waiting for the defense.
Something's wrong with my, Your Honor. Your Honor. I.
Why are you threatening the judge?
Sorry.
Your Honor.
Bailiff,
Your Honor. Bailiff, I'm just about to have it with you, Your Honor.
Some dude
just comes out of nowhere and tackles him.
I had the character built, but I like to follow the rules.
Sure.
As we all know. Okay. I like to follow the
rules. Oh, man.
Build your character.
Turn that dagger into a shovel.
I'm curious where this is going to get into a defense at any point.
I'm leaning in.
I had my third level Asta character built. She was done. Mages, Kitsune, all the things clicked. But there was a bunch of validation issues, which is what Hero Lab says when like something's wrong. It's like, hey, you messed up. You're not allowed to have this or you shouldn't do this. So it was like Laughing Shadow. Something's wrong. And then it was like Force Fang. Something's wrong. So I was like, huh, weird. All right, let me delete them.
And this was 3 weeks ago?
Maybe a month?
When you were dealing with the validation errors.
It was like 10 minutes ago.
Right.
So anyway.
Guys, she only has this web-based application on the computer that you can't move.
Yeah,
it's bolted to this table.
Yeah, it's my work computer. I can only use it when I'm at work. But yeah, I don't know. Something clearly it's on my end. It's a human error on my end. But when I went to fix everything, the Magus class disappeared and I can't make a character. I can't do anything, but it's all good. I have it on other programs. I got my character. I'm not lying. I have my numbers.
You still have your demiplane. You can
I've got,
still use
I've got
your demiplane.
I've got character sheets you wouldn't even believe. I got
She's got drafts.
I've got...
I believe.
To be clear, full of character sheets.
Tons.
To be clear, the accusation was not that whether there's a glitch in one of these systems. The accusation was that you started doing this 8 seconds before the
I would like a lawyer.
I'm not saying anything else about an attorney
excuse
presence.
My lawyer.
Man, that's great.
I don't want this case. Like, this is an unwinnable case.
She's indefensible.
First time a court-appointed lawyer said no.
Yeah, it's like, nah, I'm sorry.
I can't.
Sorry, they walk in, they see Sydney Emanuel.
Have you ever had a working character sheet during a recording of this show?
Yes.
I don't know if you have.
It's a fair question to ask at this
point. Put my hand on the sword like a Bible. Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah. It's always good to think about this show outside of it.
I love listening to our shows. I'll admit.
You listen to every episode?
Oh, but I try
to. You watch them on YouTube?
Sometimes no, because I like to listen while I do like tasks. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like cleaning.
While you're updating your character sheet, for example.
Yes.
Just throw on the old Glass Cannon podcast.
Just a random task, for example.
This past few week, I was listening to Time for Chaos, catching all the way up to the end. I'm getting towards the end. I can't wait.
Your friend Kate is in there.
I know. And I love listening to it when we're on tour.
She'll be in the bathroom and I'll hear my voice, my dumb voice.
That's
and I'm
weird.
Like, what am I doing in there?
What am I doing in there?
I should be in there. Get out.
Kate's like, are you listening to Time for Chaos while we're on tour for Strange Aeons? And I'm like, yes. I can't stop. I love it so much. Do you listen to the shows? Do you guys listen to the shows?
No. Oh. No, I do. I edit some of the shows. You know, I listen to Legacy and Blood of the Wild. I edit. So I listen to every episode of that.
I used to listen to them all, like, especially the early days of Giant Slayer. I listened to every single one. I just laughed my ass off. Then I got really sick of my own voice and can't do it anymore unless I have to.
Yeah. When I would listen to the Giant Slayer episodes, for sure, write the teases, I would be sitting at work and I would be listening and I would like, we would be bantering about something and then I would say, and like my mind would say, like have a thought to say something. And then my voice would come in and say
I'd forgotten that I had said.
I've done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so creepy. You know yourself so well.
Yeah.
I would literally be like, I'd be like, oh, wait, oh, Oh, all right.
Glad somebody said it.
I had to go back and drop ads into the feed of the original Giant Slayer, and I did it for a while before I delegated it. And I was just listening back to old episodes. And it's funny because people are always like, the sound quality is great. And I'm like, it's unlistenable too. I think the sound quality is just because we've come so far now, it just sounds crazy.
Also the standards were so different back in like 2015, that's 2016, true. Yeah. Like what
that's
we
true.
Were.
Yeah. That's true. But
it's also wireless. all about acclimation. Like as soon as you listen to it, you're like, oh, and like 5 minutes later, you don't think of it again.
Yeah.
And you're just in the zone and you're listening. But yeah, when that first shock of it is like, it's a bit like getting splashed with cold water. You're like, this sounds nothing like what it sounds like now.
Beyond that, it holds up.
Yeah.
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 Remember when you drew maps?
I do. I had a walking mic. I would go around, draw maps. We'd move minis. It's insane.
I can't believe we ever...
It's insane. Minderhall's Valley is when I had to stop.
I have so many memories of Joe being angry, which is pretty common. Right. But then like angrily like yanking himself off mic to like just like yank his mini up to where it needs to be on the board.
Because right, someone just, didn't like, move
the mic out of the way.
I do miss maps and minis. We did at the first ever Glass Cannon Network retreat, we did these gauntlets, which we're going to be doing at Gen Con this year. And we got to play with maps and minis. And I fucking loved it.
It was really great. It was really cool.
You think more about like movement. Movement becomes so much more like, oh, I got so many options. Even though you still have these same options for a VTT, it is fun.
It's a different experience.
It's fun.
By the way, this lovely hat was a gift from one of the players in my gauntlet at the retreat.
Oh, nice. And,
oh, really?
Yes. Knows I'm a big, I spent a lot of time in Knoxville. It's my second home and wanted me to represent. Would you get some?
You got a hat. I got a bottle of nice bourbon.
Oh,
wow.
Which made its way to the studio today, thanks to CJ.
What did you get, Joe?
I got nice bourbon from the great Kevoon.
Yeah.
I also got another bottle of bourbon. Who was the guy that gave it to us? I don't remember his name. He gave us each a bottle for running the games. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
Look at you guys.
Lady Texas size. Tech
Garrison, got Texas bourbon.
We got lady get, size.
I got nothing.
Lady size.
You're violently ill.
I got violently ill.
That's not true.
Don't say you got nothing.
That's not true. You got a Buckeyes or a Bucky's keychain from Bucky's.
Did I?
Not in Nashville.
No, but it came in the mail, so you can have one.
Can't drink that.
That can't help drink me with my violent chain. Illness.
Well, it's been a while since we've played this
Time
game.
To get back into it.
We took one of our 2 weeks off of the year, the other one being Thanksgiving, plan ahead. But we are ready to jump back in. And as I got back into my prep for this, I was like, oh, man. There are some pretty wild things about to happen. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Naish, ZBiotics has been an absolute game changer for me when it comes to bouncing back the morning after having a few drinks. I always keep some in stock now because, let's face it, my younger days are behind me. And rather than dragging the morning after, ZBiotics helps me wake up feeling fresh and ready to rock. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by pH scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you will feel your best tomorrow. I was definitely on the fence about ZBiotics last year when I first found out about it. But after hanging out with Matthew and Skid one night and we gave it a shot, I was blown away. It is the real deal. Summer is filled with occasions to have a couple drinks in the evening. And if you want to wake up feeling your best, stock up on some pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/GCP to get 15% off your first order when you use code GCP at checkout. I've done this myself. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/GCP and use the code GCP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and
are good times. And we're back. I want to thank our actual sponsors, Foundry VTT and Norse Foundry. We are still courting new sponsors, but you must have Foundry in the name of your business.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's the one stipulation.
That's right. It's really going to limit us, but.
But we made a commitment draw a line here in the to sand. Quality.
It's going to be something Foundry. Are there other Foundries out there? Must be. Anyways, we couldn't do without them, and I'm excited to hang out with all those people at Gen Con.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome to see everybody. Yeah.
Exciting stuff coming up. Lots of fun announcements. Come see us on tour. We're doing so much at Gen Con. I mean, I can't. I always get so excited. It's like it's second Christmas in a way, even though it comes before. To everything, I think about Gen Con all year, and then all of a sudden it's like we're less than a month away. We've got the booth. There's like one or two spots left in a couple of Jared's gauntlets. Glass Cannon Live is sold out. Call of Cthulhu Live at the Athenaeum. There's 38 tickets left at the time of this recording. That one is already over 300 sold. It's going to be huge. And then we've got four shows at the con. Get in the Trunk Live, sold out, but there'll be a 1920s Call of Cthulhu Live. There'll be Blades in the Dark Live with a whole new Busted Mufflers crew. And there will be Starfinder 2E Live. And we're also soon going to be announcing the entire playlist. We're going to be, even though we're not going to be recording or streaming from the booth this year, we're pre-recording a bunch of content that is going to debut from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of Gen Con on our YouTube channel. So I'm pretty excited. God, this month is brutal, but there's a nice, the Monday after Gen Con is great.
Nope. No, that's it's briefly relaxing, but then we're going to be slammed again. Slammed.
Sunday night at Gen Con.
Lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, now. Sunday night at Gen Con's good. I mean, Gen Con's great.
I'm excited to be at Gen Con.
Yeah.
Me too. I missed it last year.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You are never more in your element than you are at Gen Con.
I mean, I just love it. So like, you know, I talked about it, but just like dreaming about going as a kid and being able to finally go there, like as an adult and to, you know, to be doing what we're doing there. It's just, feels more like a dream come true than like anything else that we've done. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited too. Cause I mean, this year we're doing things differently. And like this week is peek behind the curtain is crazy for us because we're all pre-recording and doing all these fun new games together and learning new systems, which is cool. But I'm pumped because now I'm hoping at Gen Con, I can go play test some stuff because before we were locked in the booth and it was really, really hard. And you were like running around like crazy and eating.
You had a sub for me.
And I had a sub for you. I was doing a lot of shows.
Sorry.
And it was really fun, but we didn't get to do like
that
other stuff.
We didn't have time really to check out a lot of stuff. Joe and I were eating French fries on a trash can.
Saw that.
In tandem, like one
just standing over a trash can as like as debris flew out of our mouth, like at least it landed in a trash can.
They were from the trash can too.
I was going to say I'm confused about
the line was too long for fresh food.
They're like a couple of raccoons.
Did not have time, but yeah, this year I'm excited. I hope we get to walk around and see more and do some like play tests.
The best.
Buy some more Morkborg supplements.
Yes.
I feel like you guys are always buying Morkborg supplements.
We're always buying new zines.
When in doubt,
such good ones.
Yeah. They are beautiful.
They're so fun to read.
So fun.
They're pretty metal. Speaking of metal, you guys are underground, and I'm sure there's some precious metals down here.
Wow.
Gosh.
I should have just quit it. Speaking of metal, and no one would have questioned it.
Professional host.
You guys are you're underground here. You are in search of an elf who died 100 years ago. You came into this settlement of the Oatia. They're the astronomer scholars of the elf community here on the planet Castravel. You are on the settlement of Loskia Lua, and Zephyr handed over the key to probably the one person that had any chance of sending you home. Boom, she started to wither and die. Another elf comes up by the name of Janthiel, and Janthiel explains to you, I know, there's something on this key. It is the psychic imprint of Osoyo, the Black Frost Whale. My mother told me about this. Something happened with Osoyo. The elves were swore to secrecy. They couldn't talk about it. You need to go talk to my mother because she will know what to do. And you're like, great. Where do we find her? Well, she's dead and she's been dead for a century. However, she was one of the chosen few who was entombed in a place where you could still maybe go talk to her. It's really unclear, but you're traveling through this area deep, deep underground to try and find this grove where there are people guarding it, where you may have the chance to speak with the mother, Iscariel. Although, like every cave in Pathfinder, you've had some encounters along the way. You fought this weird little monkey thing, monkey mole rat. There's some traps. Last time you fought three skeletons. One looked elven, one looked ant-like, I think I said. I can't remember.
Formorian.
Yes, Formian, right?
Formian,
yeah. And then the other one was something else. But anyways, you defeated all of them. There are bones everywhere. Oh, the bones like came to life. It's been a while. Long swords and all this shit. And now you've got one way out, but we ended at the end of the battle. What do you want to do?
We're going to do the most exciting thing for the show.
Rest.
Rest in a dungeon. Rest in an unknown underground cave on another planet.
In a mound of bones.
A mound of bones.
Isn't Ramius like super hurt?
Always.
Always. Yeah, I'm super hurt.
I'm pretty hurt. I'm also wounded.
Yeah, I'm like 10 down. Oh, you're wounded.
Ramius is untouched by injury. However, his mental fortitude has been racked after this haunt, whatever it was that brought up all of our worst failures. He's very emotionally fragile at the moment, but his hit points are just fine. But he's in a good shape to start healing everybody. Yeah, exactly. So he's just going to start going around and working to heal everybody up.
Is everyone all right?
I'm fine. I don't think I was hit.
I could use a bit of healing, but I'm okay. And Asta kind of like licks the back of her wrist, and then I would like to loot, please.
Ah, yes, a casual looting. All right, so as your compatriots begin to heal and prepare for a lovely night on a bed of bones, you search the room, you find a lance, a long sword, a steel shield, chainmail, and a magical crossbow.
Ooh.
Steel shield.
Magical crossbow.
Magical crossbow.
That is very interesting.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure, only one of you would want that.
In whom's hands would that best rest? Wouldst thou think, Lord of Ramius?
I see Joe is ready to roll. Joe's just rolling a die.
He's trying to figure out what it is.
He starts working on Asta and immediately fails the heel roll because he's just like looking at this crossbow.
Asta's examining the crossbow.
Cut their eyes on it.
Well, you like sew her arm, and she's like, "Ow, ow, ow! Did you just stab me?"
Sorry, I was just distracted.
Ow!
Let me see that. Would I know anything about it? I know it's
what
like bow and crossbow, but
seems to be radiating magical energy.
Roll Arcana.
Yeah, it'd be an Arcana check to try and determine the magical properties of this Johnski.
21 Arcana.
21 Arcana.
24.
Zephyr does not know.
Okay. It's funny. Rolling to try and figure out magical properties seems like such a waste of time, especially when you're resting for 8 hours. Like, I don't imagine a world where, like, after 8 hours of rest, you're like, we still can't figure out what this thing is.
Fuck is this thing?
Did a 24 not get it?
No, it's fine, but I'm like, you don't even need to roll. Like, it doesn't matter. Unless it's something, that's something I talked about earlier, unless it's something, like, super, what the fuck is this thing? Rolling for it just seems silly. It's a +1 striking crossbow.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah, someone should definitely
that is
use
amazing.
This thing.
Yep.
Hmm.
Let's talk about that striking prop. Striking trait.
Striking trait. It adds another damage die.
Right. That's
so
what it is.
It would be 2d8 damage instead of 1d8 damage.
D6, right, for a crossbow?
Is it D6? It should be D8.
You should know. You played Talitha.
Talitha had a hand crossbow.
Was yeah.
Oh.
That would be D4 or D6. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe that was D6. So maybe it's D8.
I think it's D8.
I should have had a D8.
Standard. I should have had a D8.
You could have two.
Should have had a D8.
It is interesting. It is a classic weapon of a wizard or a cleric early on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you don't need to cast spells. And so all I do is Divine Lance, which is now it's 3d4.
You're going to need your hands.
It is a d8. So 2d8 is pretty good.
You're probably going to get one shot off and then have to drop it.
Probably, but that's most encounters.
Buggles,
I could also have it, although...
The Buggles has, like, constant ranged cantrips that are powerful.
And the drawback of a crossbow is you having to, like, spend time to reload it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
To reload one.
And it doesn't have the range that your longbow
Yeah.
does. Right, but it has the proficiency for unskilled people, which is one of its bonuses.
And I'm okay with somebody else taking it. I wonder if Asta would benefit only because I struggle with not having good ranged spell attacks, but I can use my spell strike on a ranged weapon.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, maybe that would be good.
You have a katana, right?
Yeah.
Are you one-handing the katana?
So I could. I have been
to offhand your crossbow, or you'd have to like stow.
You can swap for free now. So
well, it's an action.
It's one action.
Okay.
And so you swap, and then you got to reload. Load. It's just yeah.
I think with your action economy, it's just not worth it.
I will say he's not here, but should you decide to keep him along, Hubert could really use a weapon.
Can Hubert use a weapon?
We gave him a dagger.
He's more of a ranged combat.
Hubert's perfect I never for mentioned the crossbow. That? Should
he's also a hedgehog. His entire back is a weapon.
That's racist.
What? We've never seen Hubert do anything.
I expect more from you.
So wild.
I expect more from you.
I just do that to get Francis's
time. Mission accomplished.
Ah, you know what? I was just reading. Okay, I can't use the crossbow for my spell strike unless I took a different hybrid study. There's like a ranged hybrid study you can do, but that's not mine. So.
Yeah. Is that what Hero Lab says?
Wow.
He's on a roll now.
I almost thought about making a similar joke, and I was like, nah.
We've already dragged her through the mud. She suffered
There's always more Sydney to drag.
There's always more Sydney.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
Barnes would like it because it would be my first action: fire the crossbow, drop it, and then move in with it.
You walk over, grab it, and say, "Ah, good make. I'll take it."
Well, obviously, let's roll for it.
Okay.
Asta would like to also roll for it because she wants to sell it.
Wow, what a greedy!
That's our girl,
Wolf. You're a sheep in wolf's clothing.
I love
clothing.
How you just stick to this.
Why wouldn't you just sell it later? Why do you have to roll for it now so no one can use it in combat?
Yes.
Don't you have a wedding to ruin?
Well, you saw how I lost my bow. You can lose it. And then she won't be able to sell it.
All right, let's roll.
Wow.
You can roll well.
This would be really
No, crazy. I can't.
The anger that you'll feel when Asta wins this only to sell
so
it.
So excited.
It's going to be.
This is so aggravating.
You ready? Rerolling?
Come on, Norse Foundry.
One, two, three.
Son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
Come on! Come on!
Are you kidding me?
I rolled a natty 19.
I rolled a 16.
I rolled a natural 20.
Oh! Lindsay!
That then flopped into a natural 3.
You gotta stop doing that.
Oh, you're very delayed.
Asta gives the crossbow to Barnes, and she says,
what the fuck is going on?
As Ramius is working on you, you're like, Barnes, you guy.
Like Matthew got two rolls for the price of
Matthew
one.
Matthew can be up in the front, slashing and crushing foes, while I am firing and reloading and firing.
You're never going to use it. I know you, Joe. You are never going to use it.
Why wouldn't I use it? It's not a consumable.
Like the harmonica.
Fine. Asta says then, I'm not going to use this, but I would like to sell it. So whoever would like it can use it until I want it back, and then I'm going to sell it for money.
Wow.
No, that makes no sense at all.
Then I will hold on to it.
But it's not yours.
I found it.
You didn't find it. Wait, did she find it?
Yes. She did find it.
She did find it.
Finders keepers.
Just puts it under her cloak.
And
it's like a crossbow shaped. What is that under your...
But she you're more did. Than welcome to use it until we return to the city and I could sell it to the shopkeep.
This is pretty generous for her.
I assumed we were doing an equal share of the loot.
Precisely.
Would you like me to break the crossbow into three pieces?
It's magical.
I'm confused.
I'm disappointed.
You would like it?
Hey, couldn't we take the striking rune off of it?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Something else?
I want the
It costs money.
You have to, like...
I want the striking rune so bad for my katana.
It happened. Put the striking rune so bad.
Is that Sydney or Asta short circuiting right now?
Oh, shit. Now I want the striking rune.
But that makes sense now for Asta. She wants to sell the bow and keep the
rune. She looks at that space in her katana where there's a rune, but it's inactive. It's, like, broken. And she's just kind of, like, looking at it and looking at the crossbow. Well, how about this? Brother Remus, you can have it. But once we're able to find an artificer, I would like to take the rune.
And we can give it to Barnes, yes. Excellent idea. The real fighter. Well, he uses his weapon.
Excuse me?
I rarely ever see you even pull out the katana. Always running off to do some strange alternate thing.
Do you mean that?
I don't understand. I'm just simply stating facts. You don't like to frequently use your katana.
Well, it's not as powerful as it used to be.
Maybe she would like it if it had a rune in it.
Thank you, Buggles. That's...
fair enough.
It would encourage her to be more productive.
That's all I'm trying to say. It's like, in Barnes' hands, it would get used over and over.
He also just said he would use it and then drop it immediately in combat.
No, the rune. If it was on
his rune.
And imagine this scenario. Asa just had these horrible visions of extreme, like, jealousy and shame and guilt, and then couldn't, like, do the statue thing. She couldn't take the eyes out. And now you guys are, like, yelling at her.
It does actually. It makes sense that, like, we would be bickering, like, right now after that.
We're
happening.
All,
like,
high emotion. And Asa's just like, but I try.
Everyone. I agree to take the crossbow and hold it and just hold an escrow until we can sort out our differences.
Please.
She just won't let it go.
What? Okay.
You want to pass it over?
Yes.
Asa, I need you to open your hand.
Which one?
Both of them. At the same time.
What is your dexterity?
I can give it to you. Will you calm down?
I'm curious. About your build. What is your dexterity?
Plus one.
Plus three.
Ooh.
What's yours?
Plus two.
All right.
Interesting.
Brother Ramius.
Interesting.
I think this would be best kept in your hands.
Mine's
now.
Plus four.
I don't.
Thank you, Barnes. And yes, I agree. This would.
Yours plus four.
This particular rune would be much better served in one of your blades. As soon as we get out of here and can find a.
Asta starts kicking bones down the path as she goes to make a bed over here to rest. Did you heal her yet?
No. And now he's not going to. So moving on to Barnes.
After I gave you the crossbow in a roundabout, passive-aggressive way.
She won it fair and square, too.
In, like, a roundabout, passive-aggressive.
I found it and won it, and they got so mad.
I know.
I was just trying to keep the peace.
Barnes, I healed you 21 over 20 minutes.
That's great. That's great.
Asta sitting in the bones, shivering as she holds her now open wound.
Asta. And he sets the crossbow down. Sorry.
She reaches for it.
Barnes pulls it away.
Says, we're so obsessed with this. It's the first cool,
like,
item.
Treasure
of
the Sierra Madre.
It's literally the first weapon we found with any kind of rune on it.
Yeah.
Oh. We're so far in. Asta.
Apparently we became murder hobos in the
Asta, I'm terribly sorry.
And he gets down on his knees and just sort of squats down next to you. His robes kind of flow out around his legs.
He takes a heavy breath. He says, I've forgotten myself. I apologize. This, whatever happened in that room, it reminded me. It reminded me of why we're here and what we're doing, and I became so focused on my own needs and my own fight to find out what has happened to my family that I forgot about this family. I should not have spoken to you that way. I apologize. And of course, we will all work out a way together for how to use this to our best advantage. I'm sorry.
We... our family.
Yes. Yes, we are. It's been so long for me. And I'm so happy to have another family.
Asta kind of smiles and she kind of has, like, tears welling up in her eyes.
Yeah, Barnes is already crying.
Oh. And she just kind of gives her arm to Ramius that has the cut.
Oh, that should be easy. I have this right here. Sorry, I was just distracted before. There we go. And zip, zap, zoop. 9 points of healing.
Thank you.
Zephyr limps over. She's like, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm also bleeding.
You're currently bleeding?
Yeah.
And you didn't interrupt me?
I think it was the adrenaline. I thought I was fine.
So you didn't get hit at all.
You collapse.
It's been a while, but my other character sheet says I'm done, down half my hit points, so I believe that.
How many character sheets do we all have?
Yeah, we got to get this situation cleaned up. Okay, that's 11 points over 10 minutes. Not sure how many you need more.
Yeah.
How far down are you?
I was down to 22 from 41.
You were in the
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then another 12.
Okay.
So you're good now, right?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Now, is the goal to still rest or was this just a quick rest?
Are you doing we need to still rest. I have zero heal spells.
Ah.
Okay.
Remaining.
All right. Okay. So we'll.
I mean, we can move forward if you want. There will be no magical
heal. No, I think we should rest. It would be silly.
Zephyr can see sort of a sliver into that room ahead, and it looks fungusy and sporous.
Okay.
And I'm just not sure if we're ready for whatever that means.
Yes,
maybe we are.
I've made the mistake before of peeking ahead. Let's just stay for a moment and
made the mistake before of trying to rest in fungus.
Something just occurred to me, Barnes.
Yes.
Picks up the crossbow.
Are there any bolts?
There were bolts.
Okay.
You know how we love tracking ammunition.
I know, but I just want to make sure there was one.
Yeah. There are 20 bolts.
Nice. Oh, dope. So we never have to track it again.
Let's call it 18. I think they used a couple, but yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll set a watch and we'll do a rest.
Oh, this was dropped by one of the skeletons. It was using it. Ah, I see. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, because she said she looted the body. So.
Yeah.
Got
and
it.
I have all the other stuff that you said as well. I think she even puts a lance kind of diagonally in that opening to the north. So if anything tries to come in, maybe it would get knocked over and land on the bones and make a noise or something.
Is anyone taking the lance or like or to use or any of the other weapons?
It's a mundane lance, right?
Yeah, it's a mundane lance.
There's a lance, a longsword, a steel shield, chainmail.
I'll take the longsword just to have a backup.
Okay.
Chainmail? That's pretty good. 18 gold pieces. Isn't that better than somebody's current armor? No.
I can't wear armor, but if we can hold it to sell later.
Yeah.
We have a lot of non-armor wearing people.
Yeah.
Wonder why there's been two deaths.
Three out of the five of us.
I'm in a breastplate, which I think would be better than the chainmail.
I'm wearing chainmail, so.
Okay.
Let's take it to sell.
I put on the new chainmail, and I take off my chainmail.
Any bedtime business?
Sleeping.
I'm still very badly hurt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you are? Oh, I'm sorry.
Everyone's asleep, and Buggles says that to an empty room.
Buggles is like sitting in the corner.
Look over, and he's dead.
I'll take a look around the room.
How far down are you?
I'm down 16 after a rest.
Okay, you're healed up over 20 minutes. 30 minutes, sorry. I failed one of the rolls.
Thank you.
Well,
but we're just resting anyway, so we have the time.
Yeah.
We're just working through these recovery checks and medicine checks, rather. And, yeah. Brother Ramius will just sleep.
While Ramius and Asta were talking about being family, I think Zephyr was on the other side of the room, not listening to that and just looking around. Is there anything else in the room?
Give me a perception check.
Perception. Ooh, natural
19. Nice.
Ooh. Oh, all my character sheets are open, so that's 24.
24. All right, so while they're talking and you're sort of meandering about the room, in the northwestern corner, sort of basically right to the northwest of where Barnes is, you notice a little crack in the wall there that seems oddly placed.
I guess she looks at it and maybe like reaches up to just like trace it with her finger.
Trace it and you realize that the crack, even though it's almost imperceptible as it continues to go down the wall, it does go all the way down. In fact, it goes all the way up as well. It looks like a passageway.
Oh, like as if it's like the outline of a door or something?
It's like the outline of a door, but it's very jagged and it's not, perfect in its door shape. But it does look like it could be maneuvered to be pushed in.
I definitely bring it up while we're resting. I'm not going to try to open it right now while we're resting, but hey, maybe instead of the spore room,
first thing in the morning,
we can open this.
Interesting. Some sort of secret passageway.
I'll sit.
An ancient passageway.
I'll sit by this door just in case.
Yeah, Asta will too, with her katana kind of out. She's sleeping, you know, like night style, katana out, eyes closed, just in case anything comes through the door. She wants to be able to protect everybody. Her family, she says as she goes to bed.
And you guys rest, do switching off and whatnot. I always forget, was that take like 16 hours with this size of group? There's a table for it. I always forget.
Well, it depends hours. On what you need for preparations. If only one of us needs a full 8 hours to prepare spells, then you only need, you know, you don't all have to get 8 hours in order to get a full rest.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, here it is. Group size 5, 10 hours.
Oh, it's not that
duration
bad.
Of each watch being 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, great.
That's pretty sweet.
All right.
So a 10-hour rest in this place. We'll keep rotating watches.
We never talk about resting too. Like we just sort of, whereas in like Giant Slayer, we're always talking about like, oh, well, this is how we do it. We homebrewed that you get your level plus con or whatever we did. But you get your hit points equal to your con modifier back multiplied by your level. So now it's 3 times whatever your con is. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. If you rest without any shelter or comfort, you might reduce this healing by half. Good to know. I'll be sure to use that on you guys. You lose the fatigued condition, and you reduce the severity of the doomed and drained conditions by 1. And of course, most spellcasters need to rest before they regain their spells for the day.
All right. So then in the morning, can we check out the secret door?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that.
Secret right. door.
Secret door.
Secret tunnel.
Door. You do see a passageway to the north, and Zephyr noticed some sort of multicolored fungus mushroom situation up there. So you push this stone wall, and it gives rather easily. And as it does, sort of like flickering light pulsates towards you.
Ooh.
What? You see a shaft that otherwise, were it not for this door in the wall, would have been a dead end of that part of the cavern. Someone or something has fashioned another way of getting through.
Barnes will step in.
Barnes will step in.
Are you sneaky?
Am I sneaky?
Am I sneaky? If there's a light up there, what if there's someone up there?
I'm not particularly sneaky.
Asta will walk in behind Barnes, I guess.
You I feel like first. Asta you and Zephyr are the stealthiest.
I feel like you're stealthier than me.
I'm +9.
Yeah, you're way stealthier. You should go first.
Yeah. I'll go first this time.
The ranged fighter should definitely.
Or I'll go. I'll you go.
I don't. I think we roll. It's
screw
only
the rules.
Stealth for about 5 steps. So
okay.
Stealthily enter the tunnel.
Right, so Zephyr pushes past Barnes, knocking him over in the process. He hits his head against the wall and immediately starts bleeding. And Zephyr, give me a stealth check.
Don't worry about me.
Here we go.
Just bitch.
21.
Okay. You see, you kind of slide in. You hear like gravel move under your feet ever so slightly. You see a stream in the northern portion of this room that seems to wrap around to the right. And there's a glow coming from the northwest on the wall. It's like a almost as like a shield-shaped panel on the wall that's soaking up light and pulsating with light, and it's providing, lighting throughout the room.
Oh, and I see at the edge, too, like what looks like little remnants of green spores. So I'm assuming that if I take another step forward, it's just going to wrap around to that potential spore room that we missed going around this. So she's going to take a few more steps.
Yep, you see a little indentation there to the west, a little end of the cavern, and sure enough, as you walk up ahead, just to the bend in the rock that separates the previous chamber from this one, it does in fact wrap around. There are mushrooms and fungi of every size and shape choking this room, but also providing it with this very strange, multicolored look. And so you've got the light coming off the strange panel on the wall, reflecting off the multicolor, so this is sort of prismatic effect in the room. It's very, very strange and very, very different from everything you've seen so far, which has been sort of dark and dank and cave-like. Here, it's kind of fantastical. You hear the little sound of that stream moving. You don't see where it's coming from or where it goes. It just kind of, they both go into, both ends of the stream go into the wall.
Can I do a knowledge check on the mushrooms?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to use my esoteric lore. So take a penalty to this. Natural 7.
They're definitely Castravillian mushrooms.
16.
I'm quite sure what these are.
Now, I have dubious knowledge.
Eoxian mushrooms.
I have dubious knowledge, so even with a failure, I get a bit of true and a bit of erroneous information.
I hate this ability.
I know. To be fair, I didn't choose it. It came attached to something else.
Don't you blame Paizo. So
this is the worst for a GM. It's just,
make up something on the spot.
Yeah, the sizes of the mushroom, the way they vary is very strange to you. There's some that are very, very small, but then some really stand out as large. And so that's sort of jarring.
Myconids.
And seeing the color and the spores that Zephyr pointed out, you would think there's probably some sort of poisonous effect here.
Everyone be careful. These could be poisonous.
How about this, like, shield panel that's glowing? Can we look at that a bit more?
Sure. Royal we?
Royal we?
Yeah.
Like, I would always love to try, but I don't have, like, Arcana, so.
A vault over the stream? No, just
don't. How deep is the stream?
Do you stick your foot in or your sword and see how deep it goes?
Yeah, Asta will just like dip her foot in.
Keep putting it in.
Does it keep going? Yeah, she keeps putting it in.
It ends 1 foot.
1 foot?
What?
One of her feet?
It ends 1 foot in.
1 foot. Asta turns around. Stream is 1 foot deep. One of my feet.
Yes. One of your feet.
1 foot.
I think that's what I was going for there. It didn't come up.
What's the bottom feel like? Silty, normal?
Squishy.
Squishy?
Yeah.
She steps both feet in.
Oh, now you're just wet.
She goes, it's 2 feet
deep. Now it's 2 feet deep.
Deep. And then she walks across the stream.
Nothing better than having wet feet in a cave.
It's awesome.
Yeah. You come up to this glowing panel here. You look behind you now. You can all see most of the room, just more and more of these weird mushrooms. And looking at the shield-shaped panel, you realize that it is, in fact, a shield. It's a magical buckler.
Oh, wow. But it's so cool.
It must have been enchanted in some way that makes it glow like a torch.
Oh. Well,
okay, could I do a thievery check to see if there's a way to like remove it from the wall if it comes off or something?
Yeah, yeah. Thievery check would, perception would be more looking at a thievery.
Maybe before we try to touch it, before we try to take it off the wall, it seems like magical. Mm-hmm. Maybe trapped or something.
They could be waiting for a filthy, filthy thief to come and try to take it so that they can kill that thief.
You're right. We should take it before the thief comes so that we keep it safe.
We should make sure it's not trapped, as Zephyr said.
And then steal it.
Right. Would thievery be traps as well?
If you're trying to disable...
Just perception. Perception.
Okay, yeah. Then I'll do a
perception to see if there's some sort of trap.
Sure, I'll do a perception then.
Yeah.
First. Poopy, caca. 11?
7.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
We're definitely just both entrenched by the magic.
It just looks like it's hanging there. Looks
good.
Let me take a look.
Oh. Your feet are wet.
I stepped over.
Oh.
1 foot deep.
That'll be a 22 perception.
See any sort of mechanism, any string attached to it or something that would cause a problem?
See, we can do things too.
Everyone stand back. And I'll lift the shield off.
They're standing like
Why
right over
you
his shoulder.
Taking it when we're here.
I feel like we have a new thief in the party, Asta.
I'm trying to vent new fights.
I see the thief
out.
That Ramius was warning us about.
Mm-hmm. That thief.
The dirty thief.
Barnes.
The one that's not here.
The dirty thief.
I'm an anthropologist. I take the
shield. I'm an anthropomorphic.
It belongs in a museum.
It belongs in a museum.
It belongs in a museum.
You remove
the British Museum.
The British Museum.
You remove the magical buckler off the wall. Brother Amius's eyes light up as he sees yet another magical item finally enter the adventure. And as you do, and you're all looking at it with Ramius and Buggles in the back there, you hear a strange sound coming from the mushroom patch. And it's kind of like multiple voices, but you don't understand what they're saying. It's like, and we'll be back right after this break.
What the hell?
What the heck? Damn it.
So I lived in various boroughs of New York City for most of my adult life, and I love living here. I love it. I mean, I have my hangups, the summer being the notable one, but otherwise, it's just a remarkable place to live. And I think after the pandemic, we just decided if we didn't leave then, we're kind of here for life. You know, not ruling out any exciting development, but I think we're here. But, you know, there's pollution. And I was always aware of that, but what I recently discovered is that indoor air pollution can be up to 5 times higher compared to outdoors. And that's where NeoPX comes in. NeoPX is a bioengineered air purifier. It's 100% nature-based, designed by PhD scientists. But I just, you know, recently I've been trying to pay more attention to my health and eat more healthily and exercise. And, you know, I'm getting older. My body is decaying, apparently. And so I just thought, why not also think about the air I'm breathing? So NeoPX tackles harmful air pollutants called VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, which come from inside the home, you know, furniture, cleaning products, cooking, and more. NeoPX is powered by these things they call power drops, and the science behind them is they're pollutant-eating bacteria that live within the plant. And how it works is you mix the power drops formula with water and add it to the plant every month to activate the air purification. And NeoPX purifies the air as well as 30 regular houseplants. And we've already got air purifiers in the house, but we figured also, why not add a more natural component? Because this is an air purifier powered by nature. It's electricity-free, it's got a self-watering planter made from biodegradable materials, and just the air feels fresher. They found that 87% of their customers feel the difference within a week of setting it up. So fight air pollution with nature. And on top of all that, when you purchase NeoPX, you'll receive 6 power drop pouches. And to celebrate the launch, NeoPlants is offering a 7th pouch free of charge. That's 1 extra month of pure air free. So go to neoplants.com/GCN and the code will be automatically applied at checkout. Shipping available within the US and worldwide shipping is coming soon.
You all hear this sound. Now, Buggles and Ramius, you're around the corner, so you hear it, but you don't see
it. I don't
the
even know what you're talking about. You said a mushroom patch.
That's right. You don't see. Well, you see some mushrooms.
You see like a little sprinkle.
They are really colorful. I thought you were saying from like a previous room. I see. Okay. So it's bending around.
However, Asta and Barnes and Zephyr, you see two of the larger mushrooms in the room sort of like sprout arms.
Oh, God.
And come
I said.
To life.
Yeah. Yes.
And two creatures appear, and they're just, I'll show you what they look like.
Oh.
They're like,
I thought it'd be cute.
And I thought it was cute.
They're yelling at you.
It is kind of cute, actually.
Roll for initiative.
It looks like the thing from Starfinder. What's that thing?
Skittermander.
It looks like a mushroom Skittermander.
If it was crossed with a mushroom and a spider.
Yeah, a bit. Come on, Norse Foundry. Damn it! God damn it.
All right, what did you get, Barnsey?
Would I still roll perception? Yeah, I'll stick with perception. 26.
26, okay.
Wow.
No, roll something else.
Natural 19.
Brother Ramius.
I was examining the buckler, so I was like...
No, I was like, roll something else and make it be lower. Oh.
12.
12. Okay, that's better.
That's better.
Buggles.
22.
Nice.
Buggles.
Zephyr.
14.
14 for Zephyr. and Asta.
10.
Ugh.
Okay. The encounter has begun. There are what looks like two of these creatures. And it is your turn, Barnes.
Okay, Barnes is going to first action exploit vulnerability.
Yes.
On these things. So I roll esoteric lore, and then we'll do some other stuff.
Sure.
Okay, that is going to be a 20, dirty 20.
20, and this is to try and determine what you may know about these things.
Well, that's a complicated question. So first things first.
Let's unpack it. That's what we're here for.
This is an esoteric lore check against a standard DC for the creature's level.
Got it.
That's the first part.
Okay.
So you tell me if I succeed or not.
That's success.
Okay, great. So I learn an important fact about the creature, including its highest weakness, basically.
Mm. Okay. I like it. All right. So an important fact about this creature and its highest weakness. It doesn't have any weaknesses.
Okay.
But I can tell you an important fact.
Okay.
Great. Well, so now the other thing is that this we just learned from Professor Eric. This also count. I get a free recall knowledge check. So we take the 20... and then compare it to the recall knowledge DC.
I see.
Which it's usually the same, but it can be increased by the rarity of a creature, basically. Mm-hmm. So if you could consider this creature to be plus two rarity or something like that, you could make it a little harder to get recall knowledge information.
I gotcha. All right, so I can give you a piece of useful information. I can give you two pieces. Well, really one, but I'm going to tell you what it is because this may help you. Now, you weren't around when your allies fought some of... similar creatures previously, or didn't fight, but communed with them. These are leshies. These are fungus leshies.
Really? Oh, fungal leshies.
Whoa.
Fungus leshies.
Pot dealers.
Yeah, the pot dealers.
Yeah, yeah.
The Eternal Grove. Is this the Eternal Grove? meet at the Eternal Grove. That's a saying amongst our people. They
leshies, but no fire, no weakness to fire. That's
in addition to having the ability to change shape, they can release a cloud of spores that emanates around them, which would affect various fortitude saves.
Okay, I will pass that information on to the others, and then I will hurl my chakram at the first one, at the nearer one.
Oh, fun!
And this will be with my exploit vulnerability. I have to exploit. Sadly, a personal weakness, which means I'm gonna have to do this again for the second one if I go after it. What are you looking at me like I'm
your character?
That's how Brother Amius is looking as you pull a chakram out. He's like,
"You want me to not attack them?"
He just does that.
It's only 6 seconds. He has no time to say anything.
Exactly.
He hasn't even taken his turn yet. Yeah, he's not ready.
He doesn't know what's going on.
And I will hurl it at the creature. tweener.
Bunt!
No, that's going to miss. 14.
14. Miss.
Okay, and third action, can I slip my hand into the buckler?
Sure.
Shrinking!
Little AC bone? You going sword and board now?
It's
chakram and board?
S and B, dude?
It's magical, right?
Oh, it is.
Oh.
I can tell you what your boost is going to be. Oh, man, this is nice. Ooh, what's Ramius?
The shield property. Those
you're going to get a plus? No.
No?
All right, no, it's I'm trying to look at what is going to be important here. This actually might be nice for you. Its hardness is 3, its hit points are 6, and its break threshold is 3.
Okay.
That's all you know. That's all you would actually know in using this right now.
So just give me a plus 1 when I raise it, like a shield.
Plus 2 usually for a shield, isn't it? Or is a buckler smaller?
Buckler says plus 1.
Got it. Smaller shield.
Yeah. So yeah, a little bone to your AC as well once it's raised.
Okay. Great.
Okay, great. It is now... it's funny. I started playing Starfield again.
I was thinking about doing that, actually.
I was like, now that I finished Baldur's Gate... dipping back into Elden Ring, I'm like, I never finished Starfield. I was just fucking around for 100 hours. I need to go finish. So I've been like mainlining the missions. And I did this mission recently where I couldn't make a bargain with this guy on a ship. And so I just had to fucking kill everybody. And so I kill everybody and it gets down to the end. He's like, no, I've killed everyone, like 100 people on this ship.
Jesus.
And he's like, please, no, please. And it brings up a dialogue option. And I'm with one of my companions. And I can say like, all right, I'll let you and all your friends live. Meanwhile, I've killed everybody. But be cool. And instead, I'm like, there can be no witnesses. And I just, boom, and I blow his head off. And the guy that I'm traveling with is like, no, you can't do that. And I was like, should I not have done that?
Just help me murder everyone else.
I know, right? You didn't have any compassion.
You didn't say anything to the other 100 murders?
100 guys. Right. It's like,
boom. It was awesome. Anyways, that was what made me think of when you were like, but it is one of the Leshy's turn, Mushroom Man 1's turn. Mushroom Man 1 just had a chakram thrown at him, and he's going to return the favor as he just like grabs a piece of himself and boom, throws it at Barnes. That's going to be a 20 to hit. Dirty 20.
Because I didn't have the action to raise my shield. That hits.
I had a dime. Dang. 4 points of bludgeoning, and I need a fortitude save.
Thought you might. Okay. Natural 17.
Oh,
there you go.
25.
25. All right, so you are fine. Except for the damage. except for that pesky damage.
Except for the intense physical pain.
And then it is going to, it has two other actions. It just like, and this cloud of smoke emanates around it. It just like releases
lets
this.
Out a little fart. Yeah.
It farts.
And a little spore cloud comes out. I'll put that on the map. But
gross.
In the meantime, it
gross.
Is Hubbuggles' turn.
Okay. Wow. All right, Buggles. Is that, what's
oh,
happening?
Wait, actually, I'm sorry, Buggles. The emanation is large enough that it would affect Asta and Zephyr, so I need a fortitude save from both of you.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Twenty-three,
okay.
22.
All right, you're both okay.
I hold my breath.
Smelled worse.
I've smelled worse.
After last night. Everyone having to go to the bathroom in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
In the corner of bones. Just using a bone to wipe yourself.
Ugh.
Terrible life.
Oh, no.
Terrible life, adventurous.
The adventurous life.
Sorry, Bugs. Now it's your turn. Can you guys see that emanation?
Yeah, the green cloud.
So Buggles and Ramius, you're right on the edge of it, as is Barnes, just based on the shape of this room. But yeah, that's what you got.
Okay. So Buggles, like, he sees this cloud and everyone like coughing, retching within it, whatever. He's just on the edge of it with Brother Ramius. And so he like puts his fingers to his temple and all the like loose debris, like rocks and bits of mushroom, like start flying around in this 10-foot cloud, centered on a square just to the north of the one that I can see. And starts battering anyone within that cloud. Everyone, like, Zephyr's just right outside of it. So I'm going to need a reflex save for that one, and I can't see any other, but if there's another one within that 10 feet of there, then they would also need one.
All right, so it's a reflex save?
Yeah.
All right, let me see where the other one... The other one is not... within 10 feet of you, but where does it emanate from?
It emanates from the square just to the north of the one that I can see.
It's 15 feet away from there. So this one will roll the reflex save, and it rolled 14.
Okay, that's a failure.
Nice.
Okay, so that's 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
9 points of bludge. Okay.
As the animated assault strikes it, and with my third action, I am going to raise a shield.
Third action, raise a shield. It is now Mushroom Man.
And that's active, by the way.
Oh,
the
like
cloud
so
of debris is like is
oh, it's still
active.
Happening. So don't happening. Go okay. into it, is what you're saying.
I can drop it next turn.
Oh,
for now.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So the cloud is the on the map. It's the black circle, the debris.
No, I think that's
that's
poison.
That's the poison.
Yeah. All right. So what's the emanation? I'll throw
it's
it on.
10-foot burst.
10-foot burst, and it's right to the north of the creature?
Yeah.
All right. Great. Let's give it a different color here. You have a color preference?
Brown?
Had to be a color I couldn't easily access.
Brown?
Did you
brown?
Say light purple?
I want a nice, appealing brown.
There you go. Can you see that? That's 10-foot, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Oh, God, I love this. Man, this would have made life easier.
Are you sure I'm not in
Giant Slayer?
For real. It's no, like
going through the edge of my square.
Oh yeah, that does.
By the
just,
book, you're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to, it does give Zephyr. So Zephyr, give me a reflex save.
Are you sure that I don't need to roll a reflex?
Oh my god,
save?
Rule follower.
God, I'm so annoying. That's really big math. Sorry, I just spit. 27.
27. That's probably a critical success.
That's crit. It's not a critical success.
Okay, so half to.
She's in it, but that'll be. That'll be 4 points of damage.
4 points.
I can't see the creatures. Can you put it? Like, if you just put it one more away from us, would they still both be in it? Because that would keep Zephyr out of it.
Right now, only one of the creatures is in it.
Got it.
So.
Oh, you might not be able to see that square without moving. I got you. Okay.
But you probably could put it in this one, this square up to the one north, and that would get Zephyr out of it and probably keep the creature in it.
And then also, I could run up to it and hit it like I was going to.
Yeah, that's true. If that's an option, then. I would do that.
Okay. Now seeing what shape it takes, you want to move it to
Yeah, so it gets both.
It gets both
nice.
Creatures.
Yes,
yeah.
This is perfect.
All right,
nice.
So I should pick a different color.
And then I can also get to it as well.
Overlapping in a weird way.
Teamwork.
Actually, only one of us can get at a time.
All right, so if that's the case, I'll roll reflex for the other one, and the other one rolled a 20.
Okay, that is a basic success.
Excuse me, it's a 26. Still basic.
Yeah. So it takes 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. All right. It is that one's turn. All right. If I move through it, do I take it again?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's fine.
Okay. Thanks. Let me see. Actually, I don't need to. Asta's,
thanks.
Asta's 30 feet away. So it's going to shoot in one of those spores at Asta. Nat 2. The spore hits the wall. We'll fire another one at you. 9. And then it is going to... It's yelling you through. And it is going to pull itself out of that that cloud situation there. So take a step back so it's not being hit by this... what is it called?
The Animated Assault.
Animated Assault.
It's like in Empire Strikes Back when Vader is like hurling all the debris on Bespin at Luke.
Yeah. Fun.
I like that one.
That's what it's like.
I saw how they filmed that. They like... What did they do? They did it in like... you had to jump out and they shot it backwards or something. I can't remember. I saw it recently.
Oh.
Let's stop
just,
and figure
I
it out.
I think they just threw objects at Mark Hamill.
Threw objects and then he...
When he gets hurled out of the window after it breaks.
That was the end.
When he pulls the lightsaber in the Wampa Cave, that was filmed backwards.
That was backwards.
I thought he did that with real...
Real force.
Force magic. Yeah.
Well, that was an option, but it's more expensive.
It goes my childhood. Zephyr!
That's why I don't watch movies, because they're all fake. I'm like, this is what we're doing right now.
She's real.
Or like any of the reality.
One of the reality TV that you love.
I only like real Matthew, entertainment.
It's called reality TV.
It has real in
it
the name.
It is called that, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Get a grip.
You sound so dumb right now.
So she runs up to the one that Barnes was trying to hit before.
Mm-hmm.
Regular flurry of blows with her fists.
Boom, 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 boom.
Here, spells, weapons, because my fists are weapons. Oh, yeah. So the first one's going to be a 25 to hit.
25 is a hit.
And then the second one is going to be an 18 to hit.
18 is a miss.
Ooh, okay. Good to know. So let's do Stunning Fist first. Roll Fortitude save.
Okay, I was just trying to quickly look up with the emanation. Like, I'm not sure if you re-roll it again now or if it just happens once per turn. I think...
You can't roll it more than once in a round.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So when it'll tick again on his turn. What am I rolling?
Fortitude save, please, for my Stunning Fist.
I think I rolled well. 24?
Yep, that's a success. So with my fist...
Just outside of the Animated Assault, you come up, punch this thing once, miss with the second punch, can't stun it.
So that's 6 points of damage. Punch it in its squishy little body, and then I scuttle on past Ramius and Buggles to get out of the emanation of the spores.
Ah, okay. So you slide past them so you don't take that possible poison damage or whatever it is coming off of the body of these things.
She passes by. They're squishy and gross. Ooh.
Brother Ramius, they're squishy and gross. What do you do?
They smell.
Brother Ramius is enraged at this display of violence that all of you have resorted to instantaneously from the ancient protectors of this cave. What are you thinking? He starts stumbling up into the mist. What are you thinking?
Poison Cloud was...
He started it.
Exactly.
I did start it.
I'm going to try to get a look here.
He took it off the wall.
The dirty thief.
He's wearing it.
Exactly. We took it off the wall. They're only trying to protect what's theirs. Please. Please. We don't mean any harm.
And he's going to cast a spell. He's going to cast a spell called Calm. To attempt to reduce their violent responses and get them to not attack us and thus get everyone else to stop attacking them.
So this is the remastered version of Calm Emotion.
I would think so.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I don't look back at the old one.
Yeah, there's no point in looking back.
All right, it has a range of 120 feet, and it's a 10-foot burst. Mm-hmm. So you're within... Oh, you walk into the cloud.
Yeah.
Right, so give me that fortitude save.
Oh, shit, that goddamn fortitude shit-ass save. God damn it. This is going to foul up
Let's see how you feel about peace now.
It's going to foul up my... my save DC.
Walk into my cloud or their cloud?
I think. All right, that is a 19.
19, you're okay.
Oh, thank
God. Oh, my God, it would have been so funny if you failed this. It could have just screwed up everything.
I know, I would have fouled it all up.
Damn. All right, so you try to forcibly calm this person.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's going to...
Failure would be key, because success is just a minus one to their attack roll. So it kind of, like, slows them down a little bit, but doesn't change their emotions, whereas failure and critical failure can really change...
Yeah, they can't take hostile action.
Turn the tide here. Okay, so what am I going to roll? A will?
Will save.
And it's just this first one, right?
No, it's both.
Okay. The first one rolls a 9.
Oh, nice. Wow. Huge.
Oh, nice.
The second one rolls an 8.
Oh, that's a critical failure, which means Barnes, if he'd like to, can go up and continually slice it to pieces, and it cannot attack. Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, they're both critical failures.
Are they both critical failures?
They're both critical failures.
So regular failure is any emotion effects that would affect the creature are suppressed, and the creature can't use hostile actions. If the target is subject to hostility from any other creature, it ceases to be affected by calm. Critical failure is as failure, but hostility doesn't end the effect. So they can just stand there.
You just stand there taking a beating from you monsters.
How long?
Up to 1 minute.
Up to 1 minute. No, as long as it's sustained.
So you have to sustain it.
I have to keep it going, yeah. So he's going to step in there and admonish Barnes for sloppy play. Not play. Sloppy over-aggressiveness.
Like there's a lot of anti-Barnes.
I feel like he had a certain respect for you as a scholar and as a professor and as a even-keeled, you know, kind of... And I could be wrong. These could just be, like, deadly monsters. But he... The way that they were speaking, it reminded him of his drug dealers. And he was like, these guys are cool, man.
I don't know your dealers, Brother Ramius.
We'll get into it later. So he's going to pray to Gruhasta to calm this situation and bring about a certain, even if it's temporary, peace for the moment. We may never even be able to speak to them or understand their language, but he calms them down. And just says to everyone else, they will not attack you. Not as long as I can hold them like this. We may find out more if we can just speak with them.
Can any of you communicate with these alien mushroom creatures?
They seem to be speaking a language. Think
language
about it.
Language we don't speak.
Indeed, they are speaking a language.
A language so he's, that's cannot what he's understand do. Us okay. Like ourselves.
That's his round.
Does anyone have any ability to speak other languages?
Yeah, I'd have to rest to prepare it.
Speak with plants.
Yeah.
All right, no. But I think we can maybe try to communicate non-verbally.
So they all just look dejected.
We took their shield, Barnes. We took it.
Pointing at their mouths.
They want to eat something.
Oh.
Are you hungry?
It's Asta's turn.
You're Italian.
Does anyone speak Italian?
Asta's just like copying them. Asta's going, Mamma mia. Are they reacting if she like does anything?
No, they just look so dejected and like.
Okay.
It's not depressive sadness. It's just calm.
I'm interpreting it.
Just calm. They've
gone from hostile to critical failures.
A level of calm would be depressive.
Right. That's, sounds like hell.
Asta will walk over to the nearest mushroom.
Give me a fortitude save.
Oh. Right. Forgot about that.
Well, you've already rolled this turn. Yeah. We're still in round one.
Okay. So.
So you're still. You've withstood this poisonous spore for this round. You walk up to it.
She walks over and she's going to dig into her pack and get out just a bit of ration, a bit of like bread. And she just puts it in the creature's mouth.
It's got these like jagged teeth. It just.
Is it eating it?
Starts to like suck on the.
Suck on the bread.
And then she kind of like taps it on the head. She turns around to Ramius. I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Well, do you have anything that doesn't taste terrible? If something delicious, it obviously doesn't like it.
What do fungi eat?
Poop.
Italians love poop.
What?
Yes, fertilizer.
Yes.
Poop.
Oh. The old saying goes, they are like plants, mushrooms.
Plants.
Keep them in the dark and feed them shit.
Poop in its mouth. Quick. Hey. Asta, quick. Act quickly.
I don't have to go. I don't have to go.
You can if you believe in yourself.
I
believe in you, Asta.
I'm poop shy.
No.
Everyone turn around.
Close your eyes.
There's no facing a Pathfinder.
We see everything.
There's no feces in Pathfinder.
I never thought I would say this. Oh. I wish Hubert was here.
Oh, God. Oh.
Hubert, remember Hubert, he could dump on command.
One thing he could be counted on for.
That boy could shit.
So, you've used two actions. One to walk up. Two to have it feed it something and suck and go.
And then she's,
that's three actions.
Yeah, she's just
one to pull it out and to feed it.
Yeah, she's just feeding it.
Feeding it rations. Round two, it's Barnes's turn.
Barnes, do you perhaps speak his language? I don't know.
Can I succeeded on the knowledge check, right?
Yeah.
So could I roll another knowledge check, maybe? I definitely don't speak their language.
Roll it on the shield. We didn't even look up what the shield does. Maybe it like purifies the water. Like,
maybe just put the shield
maybe
back.
Maybe they want to eat
just
the shield.
For a moment.
They want to eat the shield.
Feed they had it plenty of chances.
The shield.
I'm feeling very overwhelmed by all of your judgment.
Maybe to learn what languages that they do speak.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. That'll be a 23.
23. They speak Fey. And Wild Song.
Oh,
and also, if you can cast Speak with Plants, but for fungi, you can also do that.
All right. Does anyone have on any of those?
No, I didn't prepare any Speak with Plants.
Yeah, I think I can get it, but I just not today. I would need to.
So why don't we
swap it
make
out.
There's a I can see a passageway to the east over here. Why, Brother Ramius, if you wouldn't mind sustaining the effect, we can just leave and not murder them.
Should we walk through the mushrooms, though?
No. I have to walk through the spore cloud, but I'm going to try to go the long way.
Okay.
Brother Ramius, you're right. They might be some sort of ancient guardians, and they might not mean us any ill will. Let's keep them calm, and we'll...
There's no way for you to speak with them.
I have no... I only speak common and elven.
Damn.
Okay. They speak goblin.
No, they speak Fae and Wild Song.
Wild Song.
Asta rips another piece of bread, puts it in his mouth.
Reaction.
It seems to like the bread.
I don't know.
We are sorry for invading.
And he'll pull the buckler off his arm and he'll hold it out to them.
Okay, great.
He puts it back on.
That worked out.
That worked out well.
We will leave you.
Maybe leave them the loaf.
Yeah, I put the bread in. I put the bread into its hand. And then before she leaves, you know what? She'll go get some water. She'll scoop some water in the canteen and bring the water over. And pour water?
What is
it's calm emotions, not paralyzed.
Asta does the Italian hand gesture.
You give it bread and water.
Thank you for God. Eating me like I'm in jail.
I don't have anything else.
And then let's slowly...
And you all slowly back out of the room.
Yeah. And then we'll go back down to the south.
We'll go around.
Go around and not step through the spore cloud.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, God. There was no way to communicate with them.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God. That's amazing.
Oh, God damn it.
Why are you mad?
I mean,
you
critically the only
succeeded
thing,
at your spell. That
yeah. No,
the I'm just mad that we can't communicate. I'd love to hear what
I
they're
can
saying.
Think is like,
that's all.
If I
you just want some mushroom, magic mushroom.
No, they're probably they seem to be clearly emotional about something. There's something.
Yeah.
You
what if
walk
I
by
show
this
them?
Other one here, who's standing outside of the animated assault. And it's just like shaman.
Barnes will give him.
Yeah, we did something. Something. Yeah, it could maybe help.
If they see the key
sucks on the bread.
That I have, oh. Does that do anything to them?
No, no. They just they keep pointing to their mouths and pointing to their little mushroom grove.
Do you want us to eat the mushrooms?
Oh, maybe they want to eat us. I hold out my arm. Oh, no, I take it back. No, I think they just want to eat us. Yeah, no, they definitely want to eat us.
Perhaps they want to prepare us with a bit of marinara sauce.
And they point like to the rest of the cavern, as if to say, could be anyone. Doesn't have to be one of you.
Oh, I see. God, I'm so good at Italian.
I think shamana means chump.
Yes.
Oh, but wait, what about
those hideous mole six-eyed creatures that we killed? We could drag their bodies over here.
For Hawaii.
I suppose the skeletons probably don't have much meat on them.
Excellent idea, Brother Ramius.
Oh.
I'll go back and get... Barnes will go back and get one of the bodies of the creepy monkey creature.
There we go, ready? There it is.
Oh. Yep. And we give it...
I'll present it to them.
Just drag in this body.
Oh, shama, 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 shama.
We run.
All right. Okay.
And they just they pull it into their grove, and they just start dining on it.
Did you think that this would go this way?
It wanted to eat us.
It did. You're right.
Brother Ramius, that was ingenious.
I get my chakra, by the way.
And I can't cast Speak with Plants, by the way. It is third level.
I didn't know you could just do a spell and make enemies chill with us.
It's the first time I've done it. It's new to me, but I felt the presence of Gras there, the desire for harmony
Barnes?
In all things.
Barnes?
Barnes turns Barnes? The corner and says...
He looks white and pale.
Oh, God.
Paler than usual.
What? What?
You see that the stone in the chamber up ahead has been carefully chiseled into worked walls. There are papers ranging from whole scrolls to tiny tatters pasted over every surface of this room. To the south is a large metal double door etched with a leafless tree design. Two creatures turn. They have pens in their hand. They were scribbling on papers. They turn from their work and look at you. Show you what these creatures look like.
Oh.
Sort of the body of a snake, but with multiple legs and arms, and atop their head is sort of like a hood that has three eyeballs in a straight line, which sort of go perpendicular to its two eyeballs. And they have these pens in a lot of their hands, and they're like scribbling, and they sort of scribble along the ground as they come up to you. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, that was fast. Holy crap.
I can't help but notice they also seem to be drinking three martinis.
Yeah, are they drinking? Yeah.
They're wasted.
They seem like party girls.
Are they drinking dirty martinis?
Three martini lunch.
Shama.
These guys rock.
That is awesome.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.